offers and beyond.
A lot of people digging out after tornadoes, heavy winds, and floods ripping across several states in the U.S. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hopefully, many of you didn't have to weather those storms. The crew in Missouri had to deal with a levee busting and record flooding. In St. Louis, if you were flying through St. Louis Airport, you probably felt like you were in a wind tunnel. Very crazy what happened there. I mean, the tornado just ripped through the airport. And it's pretty, it's actually kind of terrifying, if I can use that word. It is terrifying because I think of how many airports I've sat in, small regional airports, big airports, and what that would be like to see the trash cans flying and cell phones flying out of people's hands. Basically, a tornado. Picture this. You're in an airport somewhere. This is St. Louis, and it really happened here, though. A tornado slams down, eating everything in its way, because that's what a tornado does. It eats things. 22 miles long, tears through a concourse in the airport, opens up a hole in the ceiling, smashes hundreds of glass windows, and you're just sitting there. And the glass is breaking all around you. Boom, all of a sudden it happens. You could see people in the video that's all over the internet. You could see people just ducking for cover, just running for cover, diving, whatever. Crazy. People on the tarmac feeling that tornado. It's lucky that nobody was killed. It's, in fact, it's surprising that nobody was killed. That's the good news there. In Missouri, it's a couple of people, they say, in Arkansas were killed because of the floods. In Missouri, they're hoping they're not going to find anyone. But in a very popular area that's heavily dense with a lot of houses, let's say, they've had to evacuate a lot of people. The National Guard was ordered to try to help because of the rising rivers, the lower Mississippi and Ohio River valleys. What can you do about that? Poplar Bluff, which is about 130 miles south of St. Louis, there's a river there that you might be familiar with called the Black River. And that is pushing to break through the levee. At about 17,000 people that live not too far from there. So imagine they're trying to figure out, okay, who do we definitely have to evacuate immediately? And what do we have to monitor? We got to monitor the water levels. And that's what the cops are doing. That's what everybody's doing. They're trying to see if heavy rains keep coming, it's going to push it right over. I mean, it's record setting already, some of the floods that they've seen. And they're talking about the end of the week, how awful it could be. And the airport, for example, things that have already happened. In the airport in Cape Girardeau in Missouri, they talked about runways being covered, just covered with water. And closing the airport, because what are they going to do? They got to pump it out. That's the only way they could clear it out. So some nasty stuff. And then, of course, the same with the tornadoes and high winds. Kentucky, I know you've been slammed by that. And Texas and a bunch of states in between. I think I've said this. Forget about saying you don't live in a tornado alley, because now all of us have the potential for a tornado forming. In some unlikely places, we've seen tornadoes touch down without a doubt. So coming back off of the weekend, it was a holiday weekend for a lot of people. Maybe you were hanging out with the family and doing the Easter thing. Hopefully you had a great Easter and are getting ready to swing toward the summer. We are. Do you believe it? We're almost at, where did the year go? We're almost at the beginning of the summer. For some, the school year is winding down. But I thought this is always a big tradition at the White House. Take a listen to Michelle Obama and the Easter egg roll.
While you're here, in addition to listening to some great music and dancing a little bit, you can roll your eggs, you can do some yoga.
All right, so yoga or rolling eggs. And I just started to think about this, and I realized it's a big tradition. They've always done this on the South Lawn. They have the Easter Bunny come out. Every president, has done it forever and a day. And you have all 50 states and Washington, D.C. have representatives there. There's kids, or there's people from all the states, which is, I think, is actually kind of cool. But I was thinking about the Easter egg roll thing. I have never done an Easter egg roll. Are you listening to me in Florida and Connecticut and Illinois? When you were a kid, did you do an Easter egg roll? Did your kids or grandkids do an Easter egg roll? Matt, did you do an Easter egg roll? Have you ever done one of those things?
I'm not too familiar with that, so I'm going to say no.
I'm thinking, I don't even know what it is.
Certain either. I've done the egg toss.
Right.
But I don't think I've ever done an egg roll.
I have, too. I've done the egg toss. This is why we brought this up, and I let you hear that little snippet of Michelle Obama, because it really is a big tradition. And I started to think about this. I mean, the Easter egg roll must be that you push the egg to a finish line somewhere, but how do you do that? Do you push it, if it's a roll, do you push it with your hands or with a spoon, or how does that work?
I couldn't tell you. I have absolutely no idea. I've done the Easter egg hunt. I've done egg tosses before. I've never done an Easter egg roll.
Well, listen, I know they dye the eggs, because at the White House, they had hard-boiled eggs, and they dyed 14,500 of those suckers for this hunt and this roll. Now, the Easter egg roll dates back to 1878, to be exact, and give you a chunk of history. Who was the president then? Oh, come on, it's on the tip of your tongue. You know, the one everyone forgets, Rutherford B. Hayes. That's who was the president. So it is a big, big, big tradition, which I think is cool. I think it's cool that we have some traditions that we still do in the United States. And I don't, you know, I get the hiding of the eggs, and that's what we had.
I did some crack researching, and apparently you roll the egg along the grass with a long-handled spoon.
Oh, so it is a spoon. Okay. Long-handled.
Like a
belly putter?
It looks like a cooking spoon. You know, like if you're going to make some mac and cheese or something like that.
So people line up, and then you try to get to the other side, and if you win, you roll the egg across.
I guess. And then you get to hang with Obamas for a while or something. I have no idea.
That's crazy. All right, so anyway, we'll investigate that. Easter egg rolls. Maybe you got the traditional Easter basket. Yes. The Easter baskets were good. That was a good thing. The malt ball eggs and the what else do you have in there? The chocolates, just the solid chocolates. I was never much for the hollow Easter bunny, giant Easter bunny hollow chocolate. Because I like dark chocolate. Even as a kid, I liked the darker chocolate. Or like the Hershey bars, you know, where that had the almonds in it. So, but we did do the Easter thing, you know. You do the church deal, you go and have the Easter egg hunt and all that sort of stuff. But I didn't do the Easter egg roll. The toss, not the roll. Ooh, the toss could get pretty messy, too. It's not messy here. Coming up on the flip side, water cooler buzz is its best. We're going to check the email as it is exploding. Answers to your questions coming up. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So what's the penalty for falling asleep twice on the job? Well, if you're an air traffic controller and you work in Seattle, you get fired. The Federal Aviation Administration has so much egg on its face, speaking of eggs, not the kind that are rolling or being tossed, but just sitting there on your face, that they are just firing people. They got rid of two last week, one in Knoxville, Tennessee, the other in Miami. Both had crashed on the job, and now they're dumping a guy in Seattle for the very same thing. But what's interesting here is, I'm going to surprise you, in defense of the air traffic controllers who fell asleep, it is a known, unwritten kind of rule that you can nod off for a while. So if you're supposedly, wink, wink, allowed to fall asleep on the job, well, that's not fair. Suddenly things have shifted because now we have a problem, which is typical with our government and agencies. Oops, people are falling asleep on the job. We almost had a couple of crashes. People couldn't get a hold of the air traffic controllers. So we have to investigate and find out that all these people are falling asleep and there's not enough people in the control towers in some of your bigger areas. Plus, the problem is we're juggling them all over the place. They don't get enough time off between shifts, so they're tired. And they're working the third shift hours and going on days and afternoons in between all of it. So, of course, they have to have a day off. They're saying that controllers can't be put on an unscheduled midnight shift following a day off. That makes sense. Right? It makes sense. So now they have these new regulations so they don't have these problems in the sky. But typical. It's all about reaction instead of action. I mean, I'm preaching to the choir. I don't get it. And as many of you know who are up late, you have a different kind of rhythm and you have to sleep a different way when you work in the late hours. It's different, especially a job like that, because there is stress when you're pushing tin. There is stress. You see and you think about looking at the scope and moving planes around, but there are stressful things that definitely happen inside those towers, especially the busier ones. Like if you're talking about New York and LaGuardia or Newark or JFK, any of the big ones, forget about it. And what's interesting is they're very picky. And see, this is the other thing. They're very picky about what you can bring into the tower. You're not supposed to bring your cell phone in when you go on the job. You're not supposed to have those distractions. But here's the thing. Now, if you can see how you could zone out. You know, when people have jobs where they're just patrol, they're supposed to look straight ahead. It's like people that work on computers. I'm sorry, they need breaks. The human mind does not work that way. So really, in these bigger areas, they certainly should have had breaks in between. They should have had two people in the tower. I mean, it's obvious. And to have the shifts where they didn't have enough time off in between, and then they're commuting, no wonder why they're crashing on the job. They're exhausted. Humans aren't wired that way. Now we're finding out when you don't sleep, all the other things that happen to you, the weight gain, all that other stuff, because you're supposed to try to get at least 8 hours sleep. How many people are getting 8 hours sleep? Crazy shifts, driving home, kids, no. And with them switching their hours, I don't think so. Let's go to Shelly, who's listening to us in Buffalo. Yo, Shelly, what's up?
Oh, I'm making chili for dinner tomorrow in a crock pot. Smells delicious.
Oh, chili for dinner. How about those Flyers and those Sabres?
Can I visit you? I haven't been for a minute.
Come on, I'm from Philly. Let's hear it.
All right, I'm guilty.
Yep, I hear you. What a series. Yep.
I think they're doing good. From what I've heard today, I was out with the ladies today at a restaurant, and they're saying they're doing good. And I'm like, I told them, you know what? I don't know. They had a game. I think they won a couple days ago, didn't they?
Oh, we have to catch you up to date. That series is tied at 3-3. So now you have that game 7. In fact, I'm going to let Matt jump in here. Matt, tell Shelly how big a game 7 is in hockey.
It's the most amazing thing in sports, pretty much.
It is. It is. And you want to be watching that one because no matter what he just said, short and sweet, it Shelly, and you're from Buffalo, but it's like,
yeah.
It is like, you know, do or die, baby. Who, if the Sabres win, they go on or they go home. The same thing with the Flyers. So it's huge.
I'd like to see him get this, the cup. I'd really love them. Last time, I really loved the Sabres with the French Connection. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, that's
way
a while back,
back,
yeah.
In the 70s. I hope they get it. I mean, I'd like to see Buffalo win something.
Okay, I'm going to tell you that I'm going to disagree with that. The Flyers beat the Buffalo 5-4, and I hope that the Flyers tomorrow knock out your Sabres. Sorry.
Let's see if we can have a little back here.
Yeah, come on, Shelly. It's puck drops for everybody listening, because I'm sure you're all enthralled by this, but I know there's a lot of displaced Sabres fans across the nation, the same with the Philadelphia fans. Puck drops at 7:30 Eastern.
Mm-hmm. I'll watch it, and let's see. I'll say 4-1. How's that?
You say 4-1 Sabres?
Yeah.
I say 4-2 Philly, so we'll see.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Bye, Shelly.
Okay, bye.
Let's go to Daniel in Minnesota. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm not too bad. I just want to make a couple observations, if I could.
Sure.
It seems to me we were talking about different things in the political arena, and up the street, they're getting ready to lock the doors and blow out the candles because they cannot figure out what to do about the budget, and that's going to put us in a different kind of spin if they do that. And gas prices are higher than I was in high school. I was pretty high in high school, but gas prices are higher. And yet we're shipping off $2.5 million to aid to Libya. What? Why?
Yeah, I agree with you. And here's a stalemate in Libya, and now you have people being shot and pulled out of their houses in Syria. They say thousands of people. So is this another humanitarian situation? What do you do with that? Because there's another country in the Middle East, and the Libya situation is draining us, and why are we doing this? What happens when we don't have enough money? You're right.
You're right, and now Syria popped up, and we're going to babysit there. It sounds like
right. We have to. What are we going to do if that's what Obama says? We're humanitarians in the United States. How can we watch people getting gunned down and not do anything? So now we're got to be in the middle of that somehow.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. We need to the new wave of people, the new classmates of people that went to Washington. I'm still waiting for them to get in there. They're not doing anything.
I know. Well, see, the problem is that being outnumbered, for one, that's part of the problem. But you're right. There still is the log jam that's happening in D.C. It is. It's like we need a third party.
It really is.
Yep.
A mediator in there like they do with the unions.
Yeah. I mean, it's that reaction thing again where there's not action, and I get it that probably part of the problem is, Daniel, you know how this is, that change is slow, and it's such a political machine that is just operating on its own that the power is with the two still main arteries, Republicans and Democrats, period, and who's cutting deals with who. And until some of that is peeled away, we're still in the same situation.
I agree. But yeah. I will say one thing before. Living here and being able to do that is one of the greatest things about living here, is that I can be on the phone with you and we can discuss this, and I don't disappear by morning. And that's kind of what's happening in Libya right now.
Oh, absolutely. Well said, Daniel. We always enjoy it when you call. Thank you. Good caller. He's right. I say it all the time. Thank God I live in the United States. Every single day, I can't tell you how much I love being an American, having traveled around, and there's some wonderful places to see. But the freedoms we have, I wouldn't trade for anything.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the morning.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be
so. Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kit Delaney. Hey, in another 40-some days, we are taking the show on the road, going to New York City and Jersey in between. we're going to have some interesting things to talk about in both of those places. And it looks like we're going to be doing a show from the United Nations. So what do you think I should do when I go to the United Nations? Ask them why there's... why there's so many inept things that are happening and what's going on inside these walls. I can remember when I was a kid and I knew nothing about the United Nations. I just remember because I grew up partially in New York when I was, you know, 5, 6. I can remember going past the United Nations and thinking how awesome it was to see all those flags. Because you see all those flags of all those different countries and asking my father what the United Nations was about. And I don't know why I'm thinking this, but I can remember him saying, never mind. And it could have been, he wasn't being sarcastic, it could have been that we were in a hurry to get to the Mets game and we were way on the wrong side of town. We weren't anywhere near Queens. And that might have been the only reason why he said that, but I just remember that sticking out in my head. One of my few memories of him, just different things he said, and that was one of them. How about that? But we will be broadcasting from the United Nations. Speaking of the United Nations, they're putting pressure on the U.S., I'm sure, again, because of what's going on in Syria. And when they say Syria cracks down, really what's happening is you think of the snipers, soldiers basically, Syrian soldiers crawling around all over the place, and it's not cracking down on people, cracking them over the head, saying don't protest, none of that kind of stuff. It's they're disappearing. Hundreds, thousands of people just disappearing. And they describe basically a trail of dead bodies in the streets, dead bodies in the streets. Imagine that in the United States. The ambulances can't even do anything because they can't get close because they would get shot. So they're not even picking up people. People are just dead on the streets. People are disappearing from their houses. And they're just shooting people whenever they feel like it. People in a funeral procession, boom, 13 of them shot down in cold blood, boom, boom, boom. So now the UN, of course, is going to get involved in this. And they say the Security Council is drafting a statement that will be sponsored by France and Portugal and the United Kingdom, condemning the violence and calling for restraint. And the Secretary General will call for, an independent investigation on what's happening. And they say the final statement could be agreed upon on Tuesday. So now what does that mean? Another paper trail that leads to a humanitarian mission that leads to, I don't know. In fact, what happened is they got a list of at least 76 people that were killed on Friday that were just peacefully marching. They weren't pumping their fists, screaming even, just kind of peacefully marching. They were just gunned down. Especially the funeral procession, I think, that's just sickening. Sickening, sickening, sickening. Awful. All right, without further ado, let's go and check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. We do have mail, a lot of mail. Here's one along the same lines from Jake. Kate, what the bleep? Syria, ? We cannot get involved, in big letters. Yeah, and he's saying that because of the Libyan situation. Okay, yes, we're lending our support. No, we're part of NATO, and we won't go to boots on the ground, and now there's a stalemate, and how much money is been spent, and see, here's the hard part of this. Of course we don't want to see people, innocent people, gunned down. Of course you don't want to see that. It is sickening, and it's when you're an American and you think of the rights and the freedoms and give me you're tired and you're poor and all that stuff, but we have now drained our coffers. I mean, pretty much just drained everything, right? Can't really get a balanced budget. Can't. Think of the deficit. How much money, and we have people, our own people, who are in trouble, and yet we get in the middle of this, and we get in at the wrong time. That's the big question. The timing is always wrong. And you think of other people in the world that say, like, if I'm in the Sudan, am I saying, why not me? Why doesn't America ride in on a white horse and say, why aren't they helping us? Well, I mean, I'm sure between all of us, we could have a list of at least 10 horrific places, more than that, where people would desperately love to have a leg up, have a hand, have help, because horrible things are happening to them. People forget this about Cuba and Castro. But still today, somebody really, really speaks out, guess what happens? They just disappear. They still put an X on their house. Oof, what does the X mean? They're gone. They're not lining up for the rice or any other stuff. They're gone. They've just disappeared because they spoke up about not liking the regime. Venezuela. How many actors embrace Hugo Chavez? I don't get it. Oh, look what he does for his people. There's a reason why he's called the butcher. Same thing. You speak out against anything with the government, have any kind of a conversation, politics are just no, you don't even say anything. State-run nonsense that's pumped into your head. Think about it. People just disappear. Okay, so the answer is Syria, Jake. I agree. It's crazy. It's horrible what's happened. Like, the way people are just being slaughtered. So the U.S. is going to do the sanction thing. That's something. But ultimately, we still have the Libyan situation and drones into Libya. That's what they're talking about, throwing the drones in, we know. And all the Tomahawk missiles that were shot off, that's done for now. But still, Gaddafi's in power, so where are we with that? And then comes this, I'll throw this in, and we'll go to some more emails. But the Taliban, almost 500 Taliban militant-type guys got out of jail in Kandahar. They weren't let out the front gates. They just dug their way out in the middle of the night, mysteriously, poof, gone like that. That's nice. Why bother with the arrests? So how far does that set back the efforts in Afghanistan in these prickly areas? Because the idea is to eradicate the Taliban, get rid of as many as possible. Now, hundreds of them are out of jail. They were digging a tunnel right in front of everybody and put a prayer mat over the top of it. Give me a break. Okay, we move to this one. Little Joe. Hi, America Tonight. Kate, really enjoy the show. Know you're a big fan of the NFL. You've been talking about it a ton. I know you're saying that we're not going to see the NFL season, but did you see what happened today? The judge ordering the NFL owners to lift the lockout. What does it mean? Yeah, what it means is there's still a little bit of confusion, except for the good news is if you're a player and you want to go back and work out at your team's weight room, you can do it. Because a lot of players do that. That's that whole chemistry, camaraderie thing, coming back to the area, doing mini camps. And the NFL VP, one of the VPs, Greg Aiello, said, hey, listen, so anybody who wants to go, they can go. If you show up, if they show up in Denver or show up in New York at the Jets facility, whatever, they got to let them in. So that means players would be hanging around. What the federal judge did, they ruled in favor of the players because they issued an injunction that ordered the league's owners to say, okay, the lockouts, that's it. But, and this lockout happened after the talks broke off last month and the players got rid of their union. Now, the NFL is not saying, okay, fine. Of course, they're going to appeal it, saying that federal law trumps injunctions in any kind of a labor dispute. So throwing out this U.S. district judge's ruling in Minnesota, it's trying to get that to happen. But, you know, where it goes from here, if the players are locked out from playing in September, it would be the first work stoppage they had since 87. So now there's some maneuvering. It's very confusing, I think, to fans. It's a good question. They've got a $9 billion pot, and they can't seem to divvy this up so that everybody's happy about it. The owners are not happy with what's happening there. All right, here's another one. This one is from Jane, listening to us in Vermont. Kate, I know this is a little bit different. I'm not going to rant about politics, but I was wondering if you saw the crazy story about the human cannonball. How could that have happened? He was just a young kid, and he died. All right, let me fill in the blanks because she didn't give any details. It is a crazy story, but this happened in England, and the police are saying there that he died because a safety net basically fell apart. He's a human cannonball. You know, they actually really have those at some stunt shows and whatever. He was a human cannonball, and he was shot out of a cannon. And the safety net didn't engage. It didn't come out the way it was supposed to, so he died. That's pretty awful. It happened right in front of people, and they canceled the show. But that's sad, just 23 years old. I guess you have to think, though, there is always that possibility. It seems like it's safe, but one accident, one thing that doesn't open correctly, and there you go. The daredevil dies in a tragic way. Stay with us. Odds and ends on the flip side.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge. Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised you never
been so before. So we're at the tail end of another hour of America Tonight, ladies and gents. Kate hanging out with all of yous. Yous. Isn't that a brutal Jersey word? Yous. Yous guys. Whoever came up with that, I have no idea. But every mob movie, they always exaggerate that. The actor always drags that out. I love this segment because so much happens in our world that's odd and that is an end. I mean, you mix it all up and it's worth talking about. It really is. Including, there seems to be no end in sight. When we talk about what to invest in, it is crazy wild to see where gold is, up over 1,500, 1,518 I saw earlier in the day, and silver is probably destined to hit $50. So I just want you to think about this for a second when we talk about investments. Not that I'm some stockbroker or guru of giving out investment advice. But it is, and I always say it is like gambling when you have stocks, but you have to diversify on certain things, right? So it was obvious with the dollar plummeting that gold and silver, you were going to get some bang for that buck. Pardon the pun. Get it? Bang for the buck. But it was obvious that those commodities were going to go up. And it's been interesting to watch the ride for some people. The ones that people that were smart and were paying attention aren't missing out on this. They're seeing where it's trending. And I think gold, I'll tell you what, I think certainly within a year, I think gold gets up to $1,700 an ounce. And I wouldn't be stunned to see silver hit maybe $80 an ounce. Now, this is within a year. Because with the dollar deteriorating, you've got to be able to park some things in other places. And precious metals is a spot where you can do that. So pay attention. In fact, we'll do it on the show because we always throw that out there anyway. But pay attention to where that's going. $50. Whew. Of course, if you're sitting there and you've got your gold and you have your silver and you feel pretty good about getting in early enough, and then you're sitting on the tarmac thinking, oh, I hope the air traffic controller is not snoring when we get to the other side because I have a late night flight. Or I'm taking the red eye and we get there pretty early. I hope they're paying attention. The confidence of the flying public has really been a little bit shaken because more people are having, for real, these conversations about the air traffic controllers. When I say water cooler buzz, one of my favorite words to use here in America Tonight, this really is the water cooler buzz. A lot of people have been talking about what is the scoop with the air traffic controllers, what is happening, why wasn't this discovered before, and then there'll be people that'll say, well, you know, getting paid over $100,000, wouldn't I like to make 166 or 150 or whatever it is to push tin? And yeah, I know it can be a stressful job, but let me sit in that chair. Let me try that out. Here's the problem, and it's a problem that a lot of us fight on whatever job it is that you do. And because of what's going on with the economy, people working two and three jobs, they're exhausted. People are exhausted, and they don't work normal cycles. I can't tell you also the amount of people that I've run into, come across just in my own personal life, people that are teachers who work a second job where they work at a telemarketing center or whatever. And you think, okay, so you have your master's as a teacher, you're teaching whatever grade, but you're not making enough money, and you are one of those hardworking teachers, not one of those sloths that people are crucifying. And yet you're doing that, paying for extra things for the kids in the classroom because you can't stand to teach the crappy method that they have you teaching. So you're bringing in the extra visual aids and all that stuff, and you're working a second job, and you have your own kids. Ooh. So the sleeping habits, in other words, of most of us are all screwed up. We know that. However, worker fatigue is real. And they're talking about, the National Transportation Safety Board is talking about, well, what if you have a controlled nap? Because that would help your performance. NASA did a study back in the mid-90s where they found out that a 26-minute nap improved performance 34% and alertness 54%. So the thought is they'd be more alert if you could take a cat nap. Now, this is an unwritten thing that's happened with pilots. Pilots do that. When they've got a co-pilot, they'll take a nap. And I'm not saying all of them, but depending on what the schedule is, they've done that. So should the air traffic controller be able to take a cat nap? Then the rest of us should be able to. That has to be all of us across the board. There's the thing. If they get cat naps at $166,000, we need to get cat naps. But there's no question, this fatigue problem has been around for a very long time. It's been around for a very long time. And I think of myself and when I've really pushed it to the limit. And the idea of driving sleepy, I think, is terrible. And I've always pulled over somewhere if that's happened with me. But people do the thing where they roll down the window, They chew gum, all that stuff. I don't think it works that well. Matt, have you probably had that fatigue thing? Do you think chewing gum and rolling down the windows, I think it works for a little bit, but not if you've got a half an hour to go or something, forget it. It's not going to work.
Yeah, I don't know. I think even though it's kind of not recommended at the same time, but I've had people call me on the phone before.
And talk to you?
Yeah, I've had a buddy who every time he's taking a really long drive and he's getting tired, he'll call me up because he knows I'm always awake at odd hours. They're like, hey, what's going on? Kind of fall asleep. Let's talk. And so we'll just talk on the phone for a while he's driving and kind of wakes him up a little bit.
Well, at least you're doing the rest of the people on the highway a service by keeping him awake. So if I was going to pick a poison, I would say okay, especially if it's at an odd time because there can't be a lot of traffic.
Right.
Yeah. So that's a good thing. I don't know. It's a good fair or foul question. Should they be able to take cat naps? And it's already happening. People were already doing it anyway. Not all of them, but there were certainly some air traffic controllers that were doing it. By the way, St. Louis Airport, which is a major hub that people fly through or get dumped on when they have different legs that they don't have a nonstop, they're going to operate fully on Tuesday. 4 days ago, they had a tornado that tore through there that was unreal at the Lambert Airport. And you had hundreds of windows that were shadowed and a roof was ripped partway off. And it just took a couple of minutes and did some pretty unbelievable damage. They managed to pull this all back together again. So full flights on Tuesday. But these tornadoes, how many people have been affected by tornadoes just since the beginning of the year? A lot. Thousands of people and places where you normally do not think of tornadoes touching down. And forget the old definition of Tornado Alley. Throw that sucker right out the window because now anything's fair game with the right pressure system over it. It's like in Florida, the people there primarily think about hurricanes, but they can certainly be hit by a tornado, especially the more inland they are. We've seen that happen. I'm going to end on this very funny thing that I saw, and you might have heard already. An Amazon seller listed a book at $23,698,655.93. Plus shipping. The book, The Making of a Fly, The Genetics. You have to love that. Think it was an accident? That's a shocker, isn't it? Pretty funny stuff.
Fly, it's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.